Beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
Cheers. Don't give me massive ones. I were tipsy last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Towards the end of it, people will know. Welcome to the second episode.
Ep 2.
Of what we hope. Oh, it's not charging that, is it? Hang on, let me sort this out. Oh, bloody hell. My thing's not... Look, it's not charging. Is this thing charged? Oh, no. Technical issues. Let's just carry on and not phone don't die.
Okay.
Episode 2, The Comfort Zone. We've got a name for it now, so we're going to have to stay with it.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed last week. I've had some nice feedback, actually. People saying it were all right. Some people listened.
There were a bit of feedback last week.
There were loads of feedback last week.
We are recording it on your mobile phone, though.
Well, yeah. Rules are, we're not editing at all. We're trying to do 30, 40 minutes of me and Nick talking about...
anything.
Yeah. Pretty much anything. There's no rules, is there?
No rules.
I want to apologise for who we are anywhere along the line.
No.
Have you got what's happening up with you?
Yeah, like, we'll talk about this bottle of wine I bought this week.
Well played.
Stoneford Merlot. Now, I know what you're thinking. What attracted you towards this bottle?
It's a big one, isn't it?
I can't believe there's somebody at the door.
No, there's somebody at the door. There's some real. It's all live. So I carry on talking, I should just ignore him.
Yeah, it's front door. If it's front door, they're trying to tell me something.
Is it sales?
Definitely. Anyway... it's a Merlot, and also, what do you think attracted me to this bottle?
The size of it.
This litre. It's massive.
Obviously.
I didn't realise I was stood in queue at B&M. It feels a bit bigger in my hand, that.
It's nice. Has it got that thing at bottom we're talking about? It hasn't either.
No, it's not got that professional pour.
It looks like a litre.
Go on then. This has got to last before it ends.
Here's some info. Has it got where it's from, apart from, you know, what shop you got it from?
I didn't even look at label.
It's a Merlot. It's a dark label on the back. It goes well with baked cheese.
Mmm. So halloumi.
Camembert and halloumi. I can't see where it's from.
I'm in yoga.
Oh, it's Chile. South America!
It's Chilean. They're all Chilean. Well, they're not in our price bracket anyway.
Is that what it is? The cheaper ones are all Chilean? Because it's a long way. How are they getting here?
I don't know.
They must be...
probably in that caravan.
Ryanair.
Working the way up to Trump Towers now.
Oh, bloody hell. What are you
topical.
I know, we like to stay on topic. Oh, I'm going to do some birthdays. I was reading up today, what goes on today. You know, today through history.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I only went as far as a couple of birthdays. Petula Clark.
Downtown?
No. Or just at work. Petula Clark's birthday, I don't know if she's still with us. Was she... I think she was English, but she had a load of success in France.
I think that were at door.
Yeah. She's got a good note from down there. I heard her, yeah.
She's trying to sell me some new windows.
Probably. You need them. And Nye Bevan.
Nye Bevan. Oh, yeah. The father of the NHS.
Founding father.
Founding father. Yeah. Socialist hero.
There were only a couple of birthdays I saw.
No, well, nice one.
That was pretty much the only research I've done. This week's podcast.
Well, I've
so
been,
I'm happy for you to take.
I've had a few notes while I've been on my travels because, as you well know, I'm on tour this
talk
week.
To me. Let me loosen myself off. He's got a thermostat up again.
Yeah, I shouldn't have put my jumper on. It's boiling.
Oh no! Do you want to pause it while you take that?
Well, I've got.
It could take a while.
I've got as a word of the week.
Oh, go on then. This is good. Do I have to sort of tell you what it means, or will I know?
Well, you'll know what it means. Gravitas.
I don't know what it means.
You know what gravitas? I've got it. You, not so much.
Oh, no. It's something brilliant, then, that I can't aspire
to. Like an aura.
Almost like a gravity. So a pull.
Oh, yeah, like a pull, yeah.
A pull.
Magnetic charm.
I've never heard that anyone say that about you, though. So.
No. They always say it behind my back.
It looks like it should have a gravity.
I've got a couple of satellites orbiting me.
Gravitas. What made you pick that one?
I just popped in my head this week. Yeah.
You're just popping it. Gravitas, the word, can't have just appeared from nowhere. You're not reading the newspaper.
No, it's one of my favourite words.
It's one of
your... I use it all the time. I pop it in conversation every opportunity I get.
We promise we'd be honest to each other and the one person that's listening to us. You can't just be making stuff up saying I've got favourite words that pop up.
I have got favourite words. I like a word.
Go on then. I don't think we can expand on what we've already said about gravitas, if I'm honest.
Oh, well. There you go.
It's not a list of two or three things like you had last week, is it?
No, it's just a
few.
So
we have to pad it for next half an hour.
I've just got a few questions I'm going to shoot at you randomly during the course of this. More like last week, what's your favourite kind of question, that kind of thing.
Oh, What's your favourite kind of question?
No, rhetorical. No, rhetorical.
See what I did there? Because weird.
Well, alright, I'll chuck one in now.
Go on then.
What's your favourite part of a crescendo?
What?
Exactly.
So do you mean the start or the end? Because it starts and then it builds up and then it ends. Nobody's going to set middle, are they?
That's mind-blowing, isn't it? Think about it.
Well, the crescendo, it builds. So the start bit, you know, it's coming.
I mean, I was going to have crescendo as my word of the week, but then that would have ruined my question.
I'm not trying to, you know, patronise you. I'm just working through what people would say if you asked them this question. So you could hear crescendo coming. It starts, whatever it's doing. You know, like
let's break a crescendo down into its component parts.
It's very high, bro. You know who's listening, don't you?
There's a low early rumble.
Not necessarily. What do you mean? That's when it...
I'm basing this on a day in the life.
Right. I was imagining galloping horses from a distance.
No, that was last week's bottle of wine.
Oh, yeah.
There's your low rumble to start with. Mm. There's your, you know, getting a little bit more athletic,
yeah,
a bit more energy middle bit.
Yeah.
And then there's the dough, as I call the dough.
Oh, the end bit.
Yeah, it's the climax.
All right. And that's the end of that.
I would have said the dough personally, but I think we've pretty much we've thought about that question too much. I was just going to chuck it in there as a little comedy tidbit.
Did you want me to say dough and then we'd move on?
Yeah.
Oh,
or
no.
Crash.
It's not one of them like when you give me an easy ball and I knock you out of the park and then we move on to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have definitely done some
the solid flack of leather on willow.
That's Willow's not baseball bats, so it's just cricket bats, isn't it? Oh, it's ash cricket bats.
That was referring to cricket. The solid whack of leather on Willow is cricket, isn't it?
Are they Willow? I thought they were like... Have you seen that film Willow with Val Kilmer?
Yeah, he's in it, isn't he? Warwick Davis.
He is.
Yeah.
She goes to that quiz up at Crooks. I know we didn't want to be personal.
No, we can't.
It might not have been him.
We can't because her husband's ill and, we nearly got barred for that, didn't we? So let's draw a line under that one.
It'd be hard to draw a line under Warwick Davis.
I mean, just because we caught a cheating at quiz, that's no need to
bitter about it, keep going on about it, and bringing it up every time.
Yeah.
Anyway, Willow, the film though. I'll tell you what's weird, I was thinking about, and you're not even going to believe me now, when I don't believe you've been thinking about the word gravitas for several years. I was thinking about Val Kilmer in films because
right.
I watched. I've been trying to watch a film a week, like a classic film. Not classic like, you know, your old
Let's Cycle. What's like the 10 minutes on a Monday, 20 on a Tuesday?
No, I go balls deep and try and get 2 hours in or whatever it is.
Oh, you hit it all in one go. Sorry, yeah. I thought when you said you watch a film a week, you're just
Now my little ones. Yeah, you could do that. You know, drip feed yourself 20 minutes an episode. I can't wait for the next 20 minutes.
It's been one or two films that I've had to, like, literally...
No, I don't know, because I fell asleep watching it.
Two or three days.
If you fell asleep watching it, that's fair enough.
Mm.
Anyway, Alexander, Colin Farrell, Kilmer plays...
Pharrell.
Val Kilmer plays dad in that. I think it's called Philip II of Macedonia, I'm guessing. Yeah, Macedonia. Yeah.
Phil 2.
Yeah. The Return. And then, I was just thinking about other films Val Kilmer's been in. And Willow, obviously.
Batman.
Willow.
And that awful version of The Saint, Simon Templar.
I didn't see
that.
Oh,
it was terrible. It was terrible.
Is it, which one's, Batman is it? It's the second one after Michael Keaton, weren't it?
No, because technically the first one were Adam West, weren't it?
No, I mean, the films started in the 90s, yeah.
Yeah, Michael Keaton. Probably were Val Kilmer, weren't it? Short-lived. Yeah. We only did one, didn't it?
Batman Returns or something weird like, no, not
He's
Batman
returned
Returns.
A few times now. It's hard to keep track, isn't it?
We must be on about 10. Anyway, Willow's like when I was growing up, I always just like fantasy films.
Yeah, Princess Bride.
Yeah, we touched on that. I've never seen it.
I've never touched on Princess Bride. What are you saying?
You've seen it. I'm surprised you know.
Apparently I have seen it, but I can't remember seeing it.
Who told you that?
Ollie.
Watched it with you, seen it, or just.
Yeah, Gundy Street. She used to watch it all the time, but I can't remember.
She used to watch it all the time?
Yeah.
A good friend of ours, Ollie. We might mention her. She's set up her own little business. We might wait till she starts paying us and then we'll do a little advert.
Capitalist.
Nah, we're going to let her do it free. That was just a little... her favourite film's Clueless, I think. We always talk about that anyway.
Ah, Clueless, yeah. Alicia Silverstone.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Lovely young lady. I can't believe we've gone from Willow
lovely young
and Alexander.
You don't know how... I don't think you know how creepy that sounded.
What? But I was young when I first...
It's where you were rubbing your hands when you said
I
it.
I told you about young, fabricating.
Lovely young lady.
Can't be fabricating over the airways. We can both make things up.
I'm sorry, he weren't rubbing his hands.
Ironically, your phone's...
You're rubbing his legs.
Your phone's rested on some... Your phone's rested on some hand cream. Ooh. And that's a big bottle of hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer. Yeah, well, I've had a cold, haven't I? So I didn't want to...
You've always got some of that angle there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I do work in the field.
Makes me wonder what you've been up to. Can we move back to... Because I wanted to tell you about Alexander.
Oh,
and
yeah, by all means, pal. Sorry.
It's just this little story. Can I just tell you? You're interesting.
The floor is yours.
Thank you. So I watched Alexander on Monday, and it's the third time I've tried watching it, and I fell asleep twice. And the other day, I just thought, I turned it off. It's just not very good. Yeah. You think it's going to be good, because it's got like Anthony Hopkins in... Angelina Jolie, Val Kilmer, who I said, who plays Philip too.
Have you ever tried watching Lawrence of Arabia?
No.
Just, 4 hours.
That just looks like...
I've never seen ending. I've seen start about 15 times.
All that film just looks like it's him. Peter O'Toole, is it? Mm-hmm. In O'Toole. Desert, in super widescreen.
That's 2 hours I watched 15 times, that's what it were.
So anyway, best bit of film, and I've looked up about it, is there's a bit where his dad, Philip II's... so it's Colin Farrell's dad, but it's Alfred... Alexander the Great's dad. He's got this horse he's trying to tame. He's buying it off someone. It's a great horse, but nobody can ride it.
Is this a euphemism?
No, it's a story of a great horse.
Okay, sorry, carry on.
It could be.
Were it Copenhagen?
No, that's Duke of Wellington.
Oh, so close.
I'm going to be a bit, we went through people's favourite, I don't know any other famous horses. I used to kill at work.
Alden Eater.
Yeah, but the Bob Champion.
Nijinska.
He's a ballet dancer, isn't he?
Yeah, but he couldn't half hurdle.
It's like a very stressful American quiz where people just shout words. What's it called?
Sorry. Carry on.
We've only got half an hour to get through this story.
Red Rum?
No. It's not a guessing game. What horse is called? I just want to tell you the beautiful story about how this horse became and a little bit about Alfred the Great. I mean, I can bin it off if you like.
No, but tell me at the end why they called him Alfred the Great.
Just because he were great.
He were better than...
Alfred.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that Tinto Superior that wasn't Superior. If that's Superior to Tinto, I don't want Tinto.
No, it definitely weren't, were it?
Very dry.
I wanted to say it too.
Jack D-esque dry. Right then. So, Philip goes... Oh no, Alfred goes, I can ride this horse. Philip goes, as if you're just a young boy, you can't ride this. He goes, I can. If I can, I'm having horse, and it was quite expensive horse. Philip, we're going to buy it. Mm-hmm. I think he even said I'd buy it with my own money. He must have had his own money, pocket money. And so anyway, long story short, he blatantly does it. Well, he doesn't do a bit of horse whispering. The trick is, he found out it was scared of its own shadow, so he turned it to sun's shadow behind it, jumped on it. It's fucked off. Oh, sorry for swearing. I swore last week, but not until like 5 minutes to go.
Yeah,
I was so proud of myself.
We finished bottle by then.
Well, problem is, even though. Contrary to what you thought, because you thought I'd popped a Coke, that was just a special effects department. I've already had a glass of wine. Yeah, so, and Philip goes, oh, son, you're going to be great. Macedonia's not big enough for you. Go find your other lands to conquer. Now, I think this might have been historical writers, you know, embellishing on the story. But yeah, pretty much binned it off after that. It weren't worth 3 hours. And Angelina Jolie,
do you want a top up?
Only a small one. I'm tipsy already.
Yeah, I'm one of the big
ones. Have you watched any good films recently? We could have a section about films, you see.
Yeah, well, I thought that were one.
That was just a bit. I mean, I don't... Because I've got a day to myself, or a couple of days to myself now. I think it's hard to watch films at day, unless you're hungover.
Well, no, I can watch films all day, mate.
Day to where you've got curtains drawn, aren't you? That's no clue to where he lives.
I'm blind. Double bubble. Well, you've been here. I mean, there was someone knocking on the door earlier.
I think that were a circular, weren't you? The canvasser.
That happens once or twice a week, pal.
It looks like it.
You know what I mean? I don't need that kind of stress.
I won't say the house is unwelcome.
Unsolicited visitors.
You don't want anything unsolicited, do you?
I don't know.
Do you know?
I don't know what's coming before it gets here. That's built your Amazon.
So, yeah, anyway, when you get in from, if you're working at day, which I'm guessing most people do, you come in, do what you're doing, have some tea, and relax, watch a film, fair enough. But getting up first thing in the morning, doing a bit of summer and then putting a film on just seems strange.
I do. Sometimes I'm up at half five, six. Watch an episode of Celebrity Five Go Barging.
You could have watched Alfred the Great and still not miss Holmes Under Anna at 10 o'clock. Oh, it's on 3 hours.
That's a chosen land, isn't it? That's a promised land, sorry. Yeah,
it's a chosen land.
Sorry,
you might be careful with that. It's a litre, you know. It's nearly gone and
is
all.
Is it strong, this?
Were there any more?
It's only 12 and a half, you know. My liver's accustomed to a good 13 and a half.
It's enough. So we've said enough about the wine. Mm. It's from Stormford.
It's fruity, isn't it? Are you getting anything from it?
What, some of them notes?
Yeah, any notes?
Sandalwood. Is that one around?
Sandalwood. Yeah, sandalwood. I'm getting Grandad's cardigan, drying by the open fire.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. As long as you don't get too close.
Yeah. Clive Dunn.
Or your granddad. I'm thinking my granddad. Yeah. Clive Dunn's everyone's granddad, isn't he?
Well, that's what I was saying, it.
Yeah. That, I mean, that was what he was called. Granddad. Mm. He's still going, you know, he's still kicking.
Clive Dunn?
I think so. He were.
I don't know. Do that thing when people just watch Dad's Army, like, he's dead. He's dead.
He was the oldest one, isn't he?
And he's still
like, but he was the youngest one.
He's not oldest one, is
he? Like, you're out of Golden Girls.
So she was youngest but oldest.
She played oldest, but she was youngest.
Sylvia,
Tropical.
Sylvia Stell or something.
No.
Something Estelle.
Donna Stell. No, Donna. Someone else. It was Estelle Getty.
Is it?
No relation.
No, she must have a mum and dad.
No, I was talking about... I was talking about John Paul Getty. I've just been watching that programme.
I've got some John Paul Getty. Pahom.
No, that's not John Paul Getty. That's not John Paul Getty.
Oh.
He used to make oil.
Oh, you don't want to spray that on you, do you?
No, definitely not. It kills birds.
Unless, oh, that kind of oil, no. Not tanning oil.
Not tanning oil, no.
You're a naughty boy, weren't you? That moved quickly, didn't he, from Golden Girls to whatever.
Thank
you.
Thank you for being my friend, pal.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Travel down the road.
I'm back again.
Oh, well, I won't go out there. Get your son off. I just love Golden Girls. Used to watch it Friday night.
We used to do a cover of the theme tune, didn't we? Remember? Back in there, when we'd have a few jars and we'd come back here and old acoustic guitar would come out, wouldn't it? And we'd go,
yeah.
And that Little East Oboe, didn't we?
You know what we said is we used to do a cover version of every song that's ever been.
Yeah, but we did it in style of Johnny Cash.
We not Golden Girls Johnny Cash, did we? I don't know.
I did.
I know words. I weren't there. You can remember that. You can't remember watching Princess Bride. I suppose it's selective memory. You must be having more fun. Carrie Elwes, Andre's Giant, no, not ringing any bells.
I remember everything about antiques that I saw in Lovejoy. You know, ask me about Ormolu. Don't ask me about Ormolu because this is not entertaining listening. But I don't know everything about it.
You don't know what people are into. I was told with
sometimes
features.
You don't want to, do you? You know what I mean? You don't know what's going on through that bloody single brick wall.
Unsolicited. There's people knocking on them doors.
I heard some strange noises coming from next door overnight.
Oh no. Embellish.
Let's turn the telly back on. I'll just turn the telly off. Just get my head down. Ready for work. Early start.
What do you mean? Because you were like shy. You didn't want to listen to it. I don't understand. Why not? Surely. You'd turn the telly off to have a listen.
I'm not shy. I'm just not a voyeur. You're not a voyeur, are you? If you're listening. What is the audio version of a voyeur? There's a question for you. An orator is someone who speaks
yeah, like a public speaker.
So it'd be instead of a voyeur.
We're orating
now. It's an orator.
I don't know.
Anyway, I didn't want to be an orator. So I just tell you on for a bit longer until it finished. And to be honest with you,
you didn't want to be around there.
It was a couple of minutes, and now we were done. So
I've got to be honest. I'd have been turning the telly off to listen, not
dusty glass.
Yeah.
Still got that stethoscope.
That's him.
Anywho.
Some of the subjects which I want to talk about, because, you know, close to my heart, just Hillsborough in general. Have you seen Mad Harry's at Tram Stop? Obviously.
I'm aware of Mad Harry's because he were on Doddy's wedding.
Did he say he owned that?
He said he owned it. That weird bloke on Doddy's wedding in Spain.
Our good friend Anthony Dodd, who's 40 soon, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Dad, what's up, Dad? Our brother from another. We're going out for a few steady beers on Saturday for his 40th, aren't we?
We've got to get a table in Wetherspoons and tell up number. Send us a fried egg, that's cheapest thing.
Yeah,
no, we want alcohol, obviously.
Order us one.
I'll tell you what we're going to try, if you want to hit us up. Cutler's Works. Sounds good. It's a new place. It's supposed to be north of England's biggest
like inside food market. It's food anyway. They probably do drink.
Oasis at Meadowhall.
Yeah, I don't know. This is supposed to be bigger than that. I think that's what.
Bigger than Oasis.
I don't know.
Oasis is pretty big, man.
They were bigger than Jesus at the time. That's what he said anyway.
He'd rather have a cup of tea.
Try and stay away from religion this week.
Definitely, yeah. And Christmas.
We sat in earlier just around the corner.
I'm not apologising because I said I won't do that, but let's not talk about it.
We shouldn't apologise.
I don't apologise.
What we're talking about? Oh yeah, where Mad Harry's used to be. New shop.
Tram stop.
New shop.
Next to Costa.
Get ready.
Everyone knows it.
Get ready.
I'm ready.
Be excited. Look at it now.
Wet me sin. As we speak.
Hillsborough Bargains.
No way. I've only been out of town for 2 days. I've been Coventry, I've come back and...
Like on bargains for Hillsborough people.
Because it was Tate's Gallery before. Well, and that was precursor to your own bargains.
I've got to be honest, I don't want to poo-poo anyone's idea. And I'm going to actually, I'm just going to rip into all of them. Tate's Gallery, it sold skateboards and then like different coloured dust cloths and
niche
stuff.
Niche market.
But the things were...
Designed for very for window cleaners.
Did you ever go
a lot of time?
You could just roll past while waving your hands in a Miyagi style way. But did you ever go in Mad Harry's or nice looking window?
Went a couple of times. It didn't float my boat.
I'm pretty sure it only had.
Went in Army Stores for a bit, though, weren't it?
Oh yeah, that we're after. Is that same place or is that next
same
door?
Place? It's had some carnations that place, hasn't it?
Had a couple of
ironically, not when it was Tate's Gallery. You couldn't get a carnation for love nor money.
Oh. It's never been a florist.
No. No, I was talking about them, you know, them fabric ones.
All right. Fake flowers.
Fake flowers.
What's the difference between faux and fake? Faux sounds like nicer.
Yeah, about 20 pence.
Oh, nice. Anyway, did you ever go in Mad Harry's?
Yeah, once.
They only had about 20 or 30 different things, but there were loads of what they had.
Yeah.
They didn't have shelves, they were just all piled up here.
I think they sold reconditioned Dysons.
Mm. Well, I did see some movers, yeah. Well, they'd second hand them and
reconditioned. Which basically means they dusted them down in an empty bag.
Repurposed. That sucks.
It's now Hillsborough Bargains, which is like a pastiche on bargains, isn't
it? I can only
really
guess what it is. But I imagine it's exactly the
same
stuff.
But while
we're
on subject of cheap tap shops in Hillsborough, do you remember Be and Do It?
That's where those records were.
I know, and you used to work in those records.
I used to live above.
You used to live above Be and Do It?
No, I didn't live above Be and Do It. I moved out then because they had all the building. I lived above small Hillsborough records. Then when we moved, I moved home again. Like my mother said, I cried when our car moved out, but not as much as when he moved back. Oh, did I tell you what my father said about podcasts, by the way?
No,
I made him have a listen. Man. He said, well, like you were, what? I couldn't really get on board with it.
That's a good impression.
Thank you.
You did your mum last week. That's your father's even
that's
better.
That's exactly the same impression, isn't it? Anyway, because I couldn't get on board with it. Well, that drinking wine and clanking. I goes, well, yeah, but we're talking about stuff. Because I don't like wine. I goes, well, so if we were drinking John Smoothie, you'd have enjoyed it, but I goes, yeah, I probably would. So if my dad's listening... This John Smooth's going down.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm having one too, Mel.
Chin.
I think what you need to tell your father is, your boy's moved up, don't well. I drink wine now.
That's not moving up. Let's call them winos because they drink wine. It's not really
especially
moving.
When I'm picking these litre bottles up for about £3.
Oh, I didn't ask how much it were.
Oh, no, well, you're more than £3.
What shop did you get it from?
Own Bargains.
Really?
Own Bargains, yeah.
Litre of wine from Own Bargains.
The thing is, you see,
it tells you everything you need to know about this podcast. we've got a litre of red wine from Own Bargains. Well, chili via Own Bargains.
Mm. I don't think it's probably never seen chili, has it?
What, do you think that's bullshit?
No, I don't know. It can't.
I swore again, I told
that,
you.
How
I can't
have
make a wine
it that cheap and then ship it from Chile?
Because they make loads of it together, don't they?
Granted, well, it was in a litre bottle, but what I mean is, you reckon they're just not... I reckon there's a pipeline under Atlantic.
Can I tell you?
You ship it and we bottle it this side.
Yeah, they could do that.
Pops up in Blackpool somewhere.
Them big pipelines, they laid down. They weren't about telecommunications, right? They were about
Chilean wine.
Possibly. I've got a little story about... Do you remember Young Guns films?
Yeah.
When I think about cheap crap that they knock out for cheap, I was thinking about this... I think it's Young Guns 2. You know, Young Guns, all outlaws, Billy the Kid, but it's all Rat Pack and Me and the West of Us and all that. Lots of us.
Rat Pack, not
lots
Rat
of
Pack.
Us listener. No, Brat Pike were Emilio Estevez. Yeah, Rat Pike were Frank,
Frank
and
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, Tony Bennett weren't it anyway.
Yeah, he weren't it. Rat Pike.
Anyway,
they ain't Rat Pike.
Frank Sinatra.
Well done.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Correct. Amundo.
Dean Martin.
Yep, the, and then the tricky fourth one.
There's five, actually.
The Jason Orange of the group.
There's five, isn't there?
Well, yeah, but I can only remember one more.
Go on, give me another one.
Joey Bishop.
Joey Bishop?
Yeah.
I don't really like Scouse comedians. If I'm honest. But, you know, he's all right. Anyway, what were we on about? Brad, but anyway, so Young Guns, this little thing. I'm talking about cheap stuff. You know, you get loads of stuff for cheap just to fill anyone back in.
Hmm.
So Young Guns, about outlaws. At the start of Young Guns 2, they all got rounded up and they chucked in a pit. It's not very... I'm going to follow through. It's not a very exciting story, but I like it.
Well, you know, why not spoil the theme of the podcast. Keep going.
This is a great story. I can't believe I haven't told you before. They all round up, chucked in a pit.
If it were a great story, I'd have heard it before.
You've heard it loads of times.
I've heard this story.
I don't know if you know.
Not so far.
Right then. Young Guns 2. Keith Sutherland, all that Brat Pike.
Brat Pike.
They've rounded them all up, these whatever.
Judd Nelson.
No, I don't think he's in it.
All right, so it's not all Brat Pike.
I'm never going to finish. We've only got 20 minutes left. And that's enough. I forgot where I were. They've rounded them all up. They've put them in a pit. This nasty bloke who's looking after them comes along as...
Real ruffian.
Nah, then. Do you want to know what we've got for dinner? I can't fucking remember it. I swear again and all. He goes, do you want to know what's for dinner? Do you want good news or bad news? That's it. Here we are. I'm back. Do you want good news or bad news? Bad news is we've only got all shit for dinner. Good news is there's loads of it.
I've heard punchline before, but you've crowbarred that punchline into every joke. Go in. You could have said that punchline about this wine.
That's the whole point I was telling you story. That's where I got that from. And that's the point
I
was telling you about.
Before then.
But I got it via it from Young Guns 2. Brat Pike. It's a good film, actually. Bon Jovi do the soundtrack.
Yeah, Living on a Prayer.
No, Blaze of Glory.
Oh, halfway there.
No. More than halfway there, I hope. All right, cats have turned up. This is one of Nick's cats has stood on the table.
It's Maggie, that. It's Maggie.
Evening, Mags. Maggie. Can you purr for the audience?
Come on,
purr for the audience. The audience of family. We've got five.
That's a... I think we're up to double figures now, pal.
It'd be nice. If we could get...
I mean, we could literally thank every single one of them in about 5 minutes.
It don't tell you who's actually been listening though. Just
it's
we
probably a good
friends.
Thing, isn't it? It's probably a good thing. Like some right weirdos. But no one we know might be listening. It might just be weirdos. You know, we don't know.
Out there in the airways, in the stratosphere.
So if you are a weirdo, keep listening.
To be fair though,
we're open for a sponsorship deal
with a couple of lads with such gravitas as we have. Eh? Eh?
Mm? On point, well played.
We might come on. Have you got what else for us to talk about for last?
Well, I'm going to suggest maybe doing a Brexit special next week.
All right, that sounds dope.
That were a joke. Brilliant, went down well. Quick question.
Go on then.
Favorite conductor.
Conductor bus.
That's a copper.
I knew you were going down that way. Best conductor's platinum, and it goes on our pressure like gold. That's how it works. That's why they saw.
I thought it were gold, but.
No,
anyway, way to ruin a joke.
Sorry about that. Favourite, I'd say bus conductor. In from on the buses. Hi, you butler. You were a conductor, weren't you?
You were a conductor.
And others were drivers, yeah.
My mate used to be a conductor on the tram.
Oh,
got promoted.
What, to driver?
To driver. I think he's doing tram train now.
Oh, it started then, yeah.
That's it. Keep your nose clean. You know, work hard and one day you'll be on your way to Rotherham.
Yeah, what an absolute joy. Sorry for... I think
anyone who was listening in Rotherham.
I think our good friend Simo said he was listening. I don't know if he did. Oh, he asked about this.
Sorry, Simo.
Listen, Rotherham's...
We've name-dropped every listener now.
Are we? Just Ollie, Doddy and Simo?
I think so.
Basically, if you listen to us, we'll give you... My father didn't get through
it,
did he?
So we're drinking John Smith's. Do you think... Would you let us drink John Smith's or has it got to be smooth?
I think they're all smooth now. I don't think they do that anymore.
I'd like to differ.
What about Stones's? I'd kill a can of Stones's now.
I get that kind of stones, didn't I?
Can't drink that. We're from 70s.
I know, we're a bit dry.
We're off.
We're dry in that bottle of wine last week.
Oh, that were dry. Well, we spoke about no phones, Nick.
I'm looking through my notes, Paul.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were like.
I've had notes, me.
Social media.
I spent about 42 hours on road this week. I'm on tour. You know that, don't you?
Can I ask you something though?
Go on then.
What do you have for your tea?
Lancashire hot pot.
That sounds nice.
It were lovely.
You said it in a nice way, though.
It were lovely.
Are you Lancashire? I think black pudding, though. You're not black pudding, is it?
Ironically, can I just tell you a story about my favourite ever Lancashire hot pot? We're in Lancaster. I expected them to take a bit of pride on it up there, but it were delicious.
Yeah, pairing now.
Let's get some give them some love.
Go on, explain it, then. Was this one of these microwave meals you had for your tea,
though? Oh, yeah, from Iceland, yeah.
And just straight... I put a bit
of relish on it.
I tell you, we're international, aren't we?
Put a bit of relish.
Food from Iceland, wine from Chile, but really from Iceland, the supermarket. And no
bargains. My tea from Lancashire, about 30 miles away.
Yeah. What bit weren't from there? We're from Iceland.
Yeah, I know, but it's...
Don't ask me what happened.
It weren't made in Iceland, were it?
Don't ask me. I've been eating healthy this week, you know.
Oh, you're looking well, pal.
Do you mean that?
Yeah, you look.
I feel all right.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to say that because nobody can see us. You had a bit of dry skin. I think it's when I start putting essential heating on.
When I finally do,
that'll be my excuse.
I'm going to say that is a great excuse, isn't it?
So I've started eating not oily. We've had a lot of fish this week.
Yeah.
A lot of nuts.
Okay.
What's your
favourite nut?
Keith and Bobby, is it? Sorry.
That weren't a trick
question.
It did
do word, didn't it?
I'm interested in what your favourite one is.
I like a pistachio, but
I like a Brazil.
I love a
Brazil.
I picked up a bar, like a protein bar, today in Tesco, and there were a little sign on it. It weren't one that was stuck on. You actually don't wrap it. That says this bar no longer contains Brazil nuts, as we can't get them. There's a shortage worldwide.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Shortage of Brazil nuts. Well, I mean, ultimately, you will pay the price for deforestation, won't you? The Amazonian rainforest.
No matter what price you pay, you're not getting one. Anyway, my favourite nut.
They've got them in Iceland.
Yeah, I think that must be the last batch.
Oh, I was going to say. Well, what do you mean on turn?
I don't know. What's happened to my phone? Has it gone off?
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, no,
we're just on critical mass.
Oh no, I've only got 4% left. It's just going
to
stop.
It's all right. We'll see it out. We've only got another 5 minutes to go, and then we can.
When it says battery,
yeah,
that probably loud in people's ears and all.
Well, should we wrap it up now and then just carry on until it dies? I mean that is rock and roll podcasting. That's Gonzo podcasting.
We're going to say thanks for listening. We'll see you next week, hopefully.
Yeah, but we're not going yet till battery goes flat. How's that sound?
But it could go on for ages, though. It could backfire badly.
Oh, like when it says you run out of petrol, but then you end up in Scotland.
Maybe.
you just have to keep driving to Scotland. You can just. Stop worrying.
No, you've got when you get a new car, you've got to find out where tipping point is, haven't you?
Just drive around in circles, just don't drive in a straight line.
I never thought of that.
You silly sausage. Anyway. We're going to go to Scotland this weekend, weren't we?
Oh, yeah, Gilders is fuming.
Why?
He's booked us in all kinds of places.
No, he hasn't.
Is
that though? Sorry, we just started on a personal what we're up to this weekend. For anyone who's interested, though, Cutler's workshop and last week sounds really interesting. Biggest, it sounds like we're doing. We haven't had any money for talk about them.
I know, and you didn't even mention all these companies there.
It's Squeaky Clean.
Well played.
That sounded like a quiz, that.
And I've got some all these.
You need to try.
And I've got hard working hands. It's absolutely.
Is it working? It's all natural. All natural ingredients.
All natural.
One of my favourite products of hers is the Bot butter.
Well, that's what I've got, but I use it on my hands.
I think it's brilliant as hand cream. Did we say is this all part of wrapping up? Because I thought we could do a few adverts.
Oh, we're still on 4. Oh, no, we're down to 3%.
Oh, it's going to go. So anyway, I want to say thanks for listening this week. We hope you join us again. We understand if you don't.
If there's anybody out there. We haven't done enough of.
Go on, then.
We haven't done enough musical interludes.
I don't want to do.
No, we should do more. We'll do more musical interludes next week.
Yeah, are we open to?
Oh, can I also? Yeah, I've moved heaven and earth to get here this week because I've been busy. I'm a busy man. I'm on tour and I've been looking forward to it. I've been buzzing for it all week.
You've done a gig.
Done a gig in Whitbread. Did a gig. Yeah, that's what it's what You know when someone does a gig, it's their work, isn't it? Well, that's my work.
Right,
so I've been at Whitby, I've done a gig.
I've done five gigs at Broomhill this week.
I did a gig in Manchester Tuesday, and I've done two gigs in Coventry, and I've moved heaven and earth to get. I've had to, you know, move heaven and earth to get back here.
Well, I'm grateful if no one else is.
If there isn't anyone out there, then I'm still enjoying myself.
This sounds like a podcast at the end of the world.
It's the end of the world as we know it. Hey,
we got
to get one in, didn't we?
I didn't mean to.
Oh, no. It's because wine's kicking in. I told you we should start it on 1.5 glasses instead of one.
A few things I want to wrap up then before we say...
Yeah.
Before we say night to everyone.
Hit me.
Anyone who wants to come and be a guest, because a couple of people have asked. We're not going to have guests probably for a few weeks until we get us, you know, get the structure. Not that there's any structure. It's all live. There's no editing.
Mm.
But there's a few of his friends we'd like to get in.
Yeah, you know, we've got some entertaining friends.
Some very interesting, entertaining friends.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're definitely getting in because it's all about us.
Yeah, they can't say much.
So any boring ones want to go, you know, come on, have a go.
And only be spoke when you're spoken to. And don't train up stages.
Oh, God, no. Good deal.
And we might start.
It's hard enough to train up stage each other.
Are you trying upstage me? Gravitas.
Oh. Yeah, so, but yeah, we're gonna add a third dimension, aren't we? We're gonna
add a
group dynamic into it. I think that's
for
future. Watch this space.
We're very early doors. We also will have some kind of contacting us. Like we'll have an email maybe at some point.
Imagine that.
We could have it like an email
if
section.
I had an email. Imagine that. Sorry.
You can't just start singing everything. I have all interludes.
Just suddenly dawned on me that we haven't had any movement, and now I'm trying to squeeze as many as I can before back. We're still on 3%, we're good.
Alright. I feel it's quite exciting, man.
This is what they call in TV Jeopardy.
I feel like I'm in Speed. You're Sandra Bullock and I'm Keanu Reeves.
Oh,
it's just a countdown.
Why am I Sandra Bullock?
Because I'm Keanu Reeves.
I've got Keanu Reeves' hair.
You're more like Sandra Bullock's hair, if I'm honest.
Well, you haven't got bloody.
I ain't got any hair.
No, come on.
Facial hair.
Keanu. What's your favourite Keanu?
What do you mean, film?
Yeah, not a bit of him. I don't mean his leg or his arm.
I like them John Wicks, one and two.
Oh, them John Wicks are good, but I'm always going to go back to Bill and Ted's.
Oh, I love Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted's.
God gave rock and roll to you. Gave rock and roll to you. Put it in the soul.
Did you say hole?
I'm going to say heart.
You said hole.
I'm going to say
soul.
Bastard.
Right, wrap it up.
We're off. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Tune in next week for episode 3 of 140, we hope, of The Comfort Zone.
I'd forgot what it was called at all. Night-night.
See ya.